Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
Stephen Gaisig is an associate professor of free radical biochemistry at the University of Canterbury, and his research in studying artery plaque to greater understand heart attacks and strokes. I spoke to him about his research and what his findings could mean for New Zealanders with vascular disease and preventative care in the future. Could you start by explaining a little bit about your research and how it came about?
The research goes back a long, long time to when I was a postdoc after my PhD working in Australia. I joined the Heart Research Institute in Sydney, mainly because they gave me a job and Sydney was somewhere I always wanted to live. But I got involved into heart research there at the Institute. So I originally started working at free radical damage to proteins and then started working with some of the other people at the Institute directly on heart disease. So I sort of got introduced to cell culture, and some people in the group were working on plaques from arteries. So it sort of grew from there. And then I followed on from my 3 years in Sydney with 2 years with one of the leading researchers in cardiovascular diseases in Austria, a place called Graz, which is about 2 hours south of Vienna. And then I sort of got really hooked into the whole area of cardiovascular disease and heart disease. And then when I came and set up my own laboratory in New Zealand, we slowly grew in becoming quite clinical with time, looking at various processes that are going on within the body and the arteries.
And so through your research, you've been able to extract artery plaque from stroke patients and keep it alive in a lab in order to study it. What has been the biggest benefit of monitoring human artery plaque so closely, Ben?
The biggest benefit has been the fact that we're working with the real tissue. So a lot of people work on mice, and mice have a very different disease, and the mice models, though, are formative. They are still models, and they work on a different process to develop the plaque. So the tissue, theoretically, is going to be a bit different. So that's the first thing, is that what we're dealing with and what we see is the real thing. So we're not going, is this a product of some weird response in the mice? This is actually what's happening within the human tissue. So that's one big advantage. The other advantage is that when we get this stuff, we also get blood and other stuff. So we're getting a lot more information than just the piece of tissue. So we can relate what's happening in the patient's blood to what we're seeing in the arteries as well.
And so what has this monitoring shown you about heart attacks and strokes?
Well, particularly with stroke, we found that the plaque is surprisingly quiet in its inflammatory response when we take it out. There could be quite a few reasons for that. Some of it could be to do with the drugs the doctors have to give the patients while they're doing the surgery. But the plaque is very responsive to inflammatory stimuli, so it powers up very fast when we give it the appropriate hormones and chemicals that pair up your immune system. What's been surprising to us is that it's not responsive to damaged cholesterol particles, as far as we tell. We're about to explore that very specifically. And also, one of the key markers that we thought would be coming out of the tissue in response to inflammation isn't there. So suggesting that part of the process with plaques from people's arteries from around the neck is slightly different in its chemistry, or there's something else going on with the heart attack patients that's not related to their arteries. So we're a bit surprised by some of that data.
And so what can a better understanding of all of this tell us about preventative care for heart attacks and strokes?
Well, the realization over the last 10 years that cardiovascular disease is a disease that is very much an inflammation disease. It's the body's response to inflammation, and it's been driven within the arteries. Things like high blood cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes, they all accelerate this process and make it more difficult and may push it over the edge from being an inflammatory response to damage that can be repaired to an inflammatory response that becomes chronic and keeps on going. So the fields change quite dramatically. So understanding the inflammatory processes within the plaque is becoming a growing area within the vascular community, and trying to understand what's there and what it's doing is very difficult to do, but being able to purify, well, basically take the plaques out and actually see what they're doing is a real major step in the right direction.
What impact would greater preventative and detection care for heart disease have on New Zealanders on a national scale?
Quite a lot. One of the big problems with cardiovascular disease is that the medics have very few tools to find out whether somebody's actually got vascular disease. So though you can look at people's cholesterol levels, which is very easy to do, in some ways it's too easy to do, it gives you only a very crude estimation of what's going to happen to the patient. And there's lots of people with high cholesterol that live to a ripe old age, and when I say high cholesterol, it's not extremely high, but it is elevated up above what's considered boring normal, but they still don't get heart attacks if they don't have any other risk factors. So how the risk factors interact is a very complicated thing to work out. And depending on who you talk to, 15 to 30% of people having heart attacks with no known real symptoms other than age. So being able to find out what inflammation markers are coming from the plaque, so we can actually say there's something going on in somebody's arteries and then go look with the appropriate imaging technology, would be a huge benefit, because then you'd be able to identify people that actually have the disease. It is potentially possible that we can then target those people with the known drugs like the fibrates and the statins, which lower the various lipid parameters and apply probably better anti-inflammatory agents. And there's a few that have appeared that are promising. Therefore, we could target those people better rather than just trying to use a sort of like a huge band-aid to cover everything.
Your work has just been granted a Heart Foundation research grant. What's next for your research?
Get the grant, we'll get the work going that we're doing. So the grant will give us funding to be able to take the plaques and break up the cells within the plaque, and then in collaboration with our colleagues at the med school, be able to identify the different cells that are in there. So we're going to first look at the plaque's inflammatory response, different sections of those plaques, and then look at what the cells are. So this is the first time somebody's going to be able to link inflammatory response with the actual cells that are doing the inflammation. In the past, it's been done by taking dead plaques, slicing them up very thinly and saying, oh, this is the cells that are there, but that has been linked to what that plaque has been doing, and they might be actually looking at an area of the plaque that is very quiet and doesn't do much. So we're going to be linking function with who's doing it. We're very indebted to the Heart Foundation to funding this research, which is both very clinical but at the same time is very fundamental as well. So we're really appreciative that they are funding this real crossover research.
That was University of Canterbury Associate Professor of Free Radical Biochemistry, Stephen Geiserg, speaking to me about his research in artery plaque and understanding vascular disease.